Welcome to installment 198 of Sefer Mitzvahs from the Rambam. Today we will continue our discussion of Positive Commandment 107, the commandment regarding Tumas Meis. As we have been discussing the last few days, the first of the Rambam's mitzvahs relating to the laws of Tumah V'Tahara, purity and impurity, is that of the most severe level of impurity, that conveyed by a dead body. As the Rambam clearly states, the laws of impurity are unrelated to physical concepts of cleanliness, but rather to a purely spiritual concept which is beyond human comprehension. Even without touching a dead body, or even lifting it or moving it indirectly, merely proximity under the same oihel, under the same roof as a dead body, itself conveys impurity, as we have discussed over the last few days. In today's portion, and in the next few days, we will briefly investigate some points discussed in Pnimiya Satera, in the mystical area of the Torah relating to the idea of Misa, what is the idea of death in a spiritual sense, and accordingly understand what is the idea of Tumas Meis, the corresponding impurity. The previous Lubavitcher Rebbe explained in a Maimer in the year Tovshin Aleph that there are many levels in which we can understand the idea of life and death, aside from the simple level of physical life and death. We see in Chumash that the verse states, Rei nosati lefanech es achayim vesatev, es amoves ves hara, that Hashem has placed before us the life and the good, and also death and evil. So we see that the concepts of good and bad correspond to the concepts of life and death. On a more direct level, we see that the Torah itself is compared to life. As we say, when the Torah is lifted up in shul, Eitz Chayim hi lemachzikim ba, that Torah is like the tree of life. And when one connects oneself with Torah, one connects oneself with the source of life. Therefore, says the previous Rebbe, when a person involves themselves with the words of Torah, they are increasing their connection with life. And also with the words of tefillah, with the words of prayer, when one utters these words, one is connecting oneself with the source of life. And even if one is unable to understand the words of prayer, and even the inner concept, even if one does understand the literal translation, but doesn't understand the deeper ideas which are being conveyed in the prayer service, as long as one says the words with feeling, and with emunah pshuta, with simple, pure faith in God, one also connects oneself directly with this source of life. Further, says the Rebbe, we can learn out many things from looking at the physical aspects associated with life and death. For one, the definite clear difference we see between a dead body and a live one is that the dead body loses all of its warmth, it is cold, whereas a living person is warm. This applies in the spiritual sense as well, that when a person goes about his service of God in a cold way, an unfeeling way, this is an idea of misa beruchnias, that spiritually the person is behaving in a dead way, without life, without liveliness. When do we see that there is an idea of life present? When the person is involved with warmth, when the person is doing Torah mitzvahs with feeling and with involvement and with enthusiasm, this warmth corresponds to life. Furthermore, says the Rebbe, that this type of life and death are contagious, so to speak. That when the person is cold, God forbid, then this coldness affects others as well. People see this person behaving in a cold way, and they themselves get cold. They themselves bring some of this feeling upon themselves. However, when you see another person that is warm and enthusiastic about Torah mitzvahs, this spreads to other people as well. Furthermore, we see in a dead body, says the Rebbe, that first of all, physically, it lies like a stone without movement, that there is no intellectual understanding going on, that the senses are no longer in operation, the person can no longer see, and the person can no longer hear. How then can we learn this concept of death in a spiritual sense? This, that the person physically cannot understand, the brain is no longer in operation, can apply to a live person, that the person is not understanding and is not thinking about godly things. And so too, with the lack of sight in a spiritual sense, does not apply to a loss of physical sight. But the person does not see God's hand and divine providence in guiding the world. In a way, this person has, through his own lack of life, has also lost the spiritual vision to be able to see God's guiding hand in the world. And so too, the lack of hearing, which we see in a body which is not living, applies in this spiritual sense to a person that does not hear. That the word Shema, to hear, also applies to understand. The person has no understanding and no feeling for godly things. Is there a cure for death? We see that the Torah, one of the 13 principles of Jewish faith, as elucidated by the Rambam, is that of Tchiyas HaMesim, of the resurrection of the dead. That in the physical sense, this means the body, which has previously died, becomes recreated with a renewed sense of vision and hearing and other signs of life. Furthermore, it is a type of life which is superior to the previous type of life, that there will be a physical life, but without any of the other normal physical functions which were previously necessary, such as eating and drinking. And furthermore, it will be an eternal life, that in Tchiyas HaMesim, with the resurrection of the dead, it will not only be the person will be restored to a life like before, but the person will be restored, quote-unquote, to an eternal life. To a life which is on a completely different level to the one which was before. How is it, in the physical sense, there will be Tchiyas HaMesim, the resurrection of the dead? We see in mystical writings that the source of life, presently, for all of the worlds, and for physical bodies, comes from the level known as Malchus of Atzilus. And when there is a lack of life, it shows that the source and the flow of life, which has previously come through this sphere, is no longer present. In the time of the resurrection of the dead, however, it will be insufficient to merely renew the flow of life from this godly level. It must come from a superior level, higher, from the essence of God. This is referred to in our prayers, in the second blessing of the Shemona Esrei, the silent standing prayer, that Hashem, we say, is Machaya Mesim Barachamim Rabim, that He enlivens and resurrects the dead with His tremendous mercies. That the phrase Rachamim Rabim, His tremendous mercies, is referring to a superior level of godliness that connected with the essence of God Himself. And from this level will come the resurrection of the dead, where the dead bodies will stand up and be rebuilt from the loose bone, as our sages say, from the one bone which does not rot away in the back of the neck, and from this the entire body will be rebuilt, and a new source of life coming from God's essence will give the body eternal life. So too explains the Rebbe that there is a concept of Tchiyas HaMesim, of resurrection of the dead, in a spiritual sense. How does one bring this about? One brings this about through, again, the idea of Rachamim Rabim, which literally translated as tremendous mercies. That when one sees that in a certain sense, that he is dead, God forbid, in a spiritual sense, without truth, sight, and realization of divine providence, and without a feeling for godly things, the person must think about this, and come to evoke God's mercies, that he has come to bring such a holy spark of godliness, such as his neshama, his soul, and have brought it down to a level, that as a result of its involvement in the physical world, and over interest in physical things, the person has become blind and insensitive to the spirituality around him. And through meditating and deepening in this thought, the person will come to be aroused with a tremendous sense of mercy, that it is a rachmanis, a pity on the soul, that it has come down to such a level and lost all contact with spiritual things. And in particular, through realization that the soul comes from such a lofty source, as explained in Tanya, that the source of the soul is even higher than the creation of all the worlds, and in fact higher than the whole concept of time and space. It is completely superior and elevated above any of these. And this tremendously holy and lofty soul has come down to such a situation that it is removed and blind, so to speak, and incapable of realizing godliness in daily life. After such a meditation, a person will arouse mercy on his soul, that it is a pity, a rachmanis on his soul. And as a result of this pity, God responds and gives the person new life and a new ability to sense godliness and bring this realization into daily behavior. And this will be reflected in the reestablishment of sight, meaning to be able to see godly revelation and divine providence, with a new approach towards davening, towards prayer, a new enthusiasm in the study of Torah and the observance of the commandments with extra meticulous care, and also in midos teves, that the person will be inspired to perfect the emotional characteristics and interpersonal relationships, to better establish harmonious and peaceful relationships with kindness and charity towards others. We see, therefore, that the entire concept of tumas meis, impurity, of a dead body, can be applied on a spiritual sense in our daily service of God. And just as there is a cure for the physical death, which will be the resurrection of the dead in the Messianic age, so too in the spiritual sense, that through the arousal of mercy, Machaya Mesim Barachmim Rabim, Hashem enlivens the dead through the arousal of tremendous mercy on his part. And this can come about on a daily basis through our own meditation and renewed commitment, as well as in its final physical sense, with the resurrection of the dead, with the Messianic age, may it come speedily in our day.